Joseph's rise to power. Life in prison was hard for Joseph, but God was with him and blessed him. His jailer came to respect him and started to use him as an assistant. Eventually, Joseph was in charge of the entire prison. One day, Pharaoh put his chief butler and chief baker in the prison. While they were there, each man had a dream. Joseph asked to hear them. The butler said, I saw three branches on a vine. They blossom and then had grapes. I squeezed the grapes into Pharaoh's cup and served it to him. Ah, said Joseph, the three branches are 3 days. In 3 days, Pharaoh will lift your head and you'll be given back your old job. Please, remember me and ask Pharaoh to set me free from this prison. I've done nothing to deserve this. After hearing this, the baker was eager to tell Joseph his dream. I had three baskets of Pharaoh's bread on my head. Then birds flew up and ate all the bread from out of the baskets. Oh, said Joseph, the three baskets are also 3 days. In 3 days, Pharaoh will lift your head off from you and hang you from a tree until you're dead. Birds will eat your flesh. It all happened just as Joseph said. Pharaoh restored the butler to his previous position and hung the baker from the tree. Unfortunately, the butler soon forgot about Joseph. 2 years later, Pharaoh had two dreams. He woke up after the first one, but went back to sleep. He then had the second dream, but this time he was so troubled he couldn't get back to sleep. He called for his counselors and told them his two dreams. They couldn't figure out their meanings. Suddenly, the chief butler remembered Joseph. He told Pharaoh about the man in prison who interpreted his dream and the baker's dream. Pharaoh sent guards to bring Joseph to him immediately. They got him, cleaned him up, and brought him before Pharaoh. He told Joseph about his dreams. In the first one, I saw 7 fat cows come out of the river and graze along the banks. Suddenly, 7 skinny cows came up out of the river and ate the fat ones, and yet they were just as skinny as before. Well, in my second dream, I saw 7 plump heads of grain growing on a stalk. Suddenly, 7 dried-up heads of grain sprouted up on a stalk next to it. The thin heads of grain swallowed up the healthy ones. Still, they were as thin and dried up as before. Joseph said, God is telling you what he's about to do. The 7 good cows and the 7 good heads of grain are 7 years of abundance. After that, there'll be 7 years of famine. It'll be so severe that the good years will be forgotten. Therefore, look for a wise man to put in charge of the land. Have him organize the collection of food during the good years and store it up for the bad years. If you don't do this, the country will be ruined by famine. Pharaoh said to his officials, Are we able to find anyone better than Joseph for this job? He has the Spirit of God in him. He turned to Joseph. The people will submit to your commands. Next to me, you'll be the most powerful man in Egypt. During the next 7 years, Joseph traveled throughout the land, collecting and storing food. Then, just as God showed him, the 7 years of famine started. This famine also affected all of the surrounding countries. When the people of Egypt started to feel the famine, Joseph opened the storehouses and sold them grain. Soon all the countries around Egypt came and bought grain from Joseph.